Hello, 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 and welcome to another episode of Shelby Bro Podcast. It is Wednesday, April 21st. What's up, Queen? How you doing?
I'm chilling. I'm doing, you know, same old. Another day. It is what it is.
So, it's definitely been a day,
I'm
Queen.
I'm making it. It has. It truly, truly has. Like, but, you know, life is what it is. We just got to keep moving. Got to get back to the business, though. Back to it. But it is what it is. But I'm doing all right. I'm here. That's what matters. I'm still living. Yeah, and trying to look. Regardless of what I've been through in the last past, it's going to be a whole month that my dad going to be passed. Wow. Mm.
A whole month. Don't even feel like it's been
that long. It'll be a whole month on the 24th of April. Wow.
Well, again, you know, we have you definitely in our thoughts and in our prayers on a regular basis. Because losing someone, and especially a father, a sibling, parent, is never an easy jaunt to get over. So, you know, take all the time you need to heal and always remember the memories and stay steadfast on that. So, I know you got
yes,
it.
Indeed.
But,
it's a lot. Yeah. But life, you know, life goes on. We can't really dwell.
Right.
We can't dwell on it, but I know it's going to take some time. But I tell you, anybody, if you got your parents, and no matter if it's your parents, friends, whoever you close to that you love, love on them.
Love on them. That's right.
Love
That's
on
right.
them. I mean, like, call them, all of that stuff. Respond when they call you. Respond when they text you, all of that. Because that stuff matters.
It
really matters because you'll find yourself searching and wondering. I got up and spoke and was like, I wish I messages that he used to send me for like probably 18 months straight that he sent with a good morning, Bible verse, have a something at the bottom saying have a good day or something like that, and baby girl, you pretty or something. But I found this number in one of my old phones because it had that instinct. Everything syncs together these days. But
mm-hmm.
I'm telling you, love on your people, y'all. Love on them. That's all I can say. Love on them because this thing ain't easy. I feel what everybody else feel that done lost a parent. Now I get it. I know how. From me losing my cousin at a young age to me losing my parents at an old age. But other than that, I'm still surviving. I'm still thinking about what's the next thing I'm going to do. Because I got to get ready for this trip. I'm going to Cali and Vegas.
You got a lot.
We are going to Cali.
You got a lot going on. So
we're going to Vegas. We are going to Cali. I can't wait. So we're going to go to Vegas first, and then we're going to drive to California. So you know what my goal is and my mission is. I want to be the driver so I can say I drove on I-10 on the other side of the country.
That's going to be an awesome trip, y'all. And that's coming up, right?
Actually, that is exactly a month from now. We leave on the 18th, and we won't come back. We won't be back in Tallahassee until the 23rd. So I'm excited. I got me a new pair of specs, guys. And so it's going to be able to – somebody else is going to be able to wear the other pair as we ride. So because I bought another pair. So I'm excited. We're excited because the one request that I told her that I wanted as we driving into California, I say, this is one request that I want. I said, I was going to do this and we were going to be going. And she said, Candace, what is the request? I say, all I want, when we ride, not when we get in California, but when we ride and once we get to the sign that's County, Los Angeles, you got to play that God darn Tupac and that's my only song request. And they bust out laughing, and they was like, Candy, we own that one. Memo noted. I can't wait because I'm going to actually record that with the specs so people can, so y'all can see live into L.A. with that song actually playing in the car. So I'm excited about that. So I'm ready. And the ladies know that we have the show. At least let them know, can't be what she be saying. They bloggers, they podcast hosts, they all of that. So y'all get ready. I say, long as y'all don't mind me recording y'all, I'm going to record y'all and post it on the Queen's Movement page. So they was like, oh, nah, we good. We can do that. So y'all get ready. So I'm gonna try to record every just about a lot that we do when we out.
That's gonna be a great trip.
I'm happy we're gonna go.
That's gonna be exciting. That's just coming up and then she's gonna be doing that in the middle of May, and then at the end of May, which is when she comes back, pretty much that last week of May. Is our SW Podcast brunch, where we're doing brunch conversations with SW Podcast. So you guys get ready. We got a lot going on.
That's going to be good.
We're not going to do a quote of the day or a fact of the day because today's show is going to be completely based about living around the world black. And I myself have had an emotional week with the reckoning of a lot of different things that's been going on, not just an emotional week, an emotional life. But this month alone has been an emotional time for black people, especially ones that have an affiliation with the community and have their hands in the community. It's hard to sit back and watch things constantly unravel and happen to us in our community. But also, it's even harder to watch if you're not doing anything in the communities to prevent any of this from happening in the future. So many people have opinions. So many people have lack of understanding for why things happen for us in the community without having any understanding or any direct affiliation or direct involvement. So today we're going to have a conversation. We're going to talk about Ms. Makia Bryant. We're going to talk about Mr. Deontay Wright. And the reason why I'm focused on them, because as a nonprofit community activist, Queen and I both, we're both a part of Linka, nonprofit community organization. And before we became even a full nonprofit, we probably touched about 100 to 200 kids a year within that 5 to 6 year time frame that we were, you know, in our communities. Still happening. However, just as a focus for this particular set of things, we lost Mr. Dante Wright, 20-year-old young man, and Makia Bryant, 16-year-old young girl. She was murdered yesterday. And Dante Wright was murdered last week. So, and they were murdered by police officers. So let's go ahead and let's refocus a little bit. The plan today is to remove the police from the situation. And the way that we have to do that is to be more involved ourselves. I've seen a lot of different opinions being stated on social media today, yesterday, last week, anytime. And today I had to cleanse myself. So I'm going to definitely be taking the next week off of social media just to give myself some time to cleanse, because people will infuriate you with opinions.
Oh, yeah.
And it'd be the type of opinions like, I know for a fact you ain't never did not a damn thing in your community, but you got the most to say. So, and I'm talking about got kids in the community that'll probably fight a kid. It's people like that. Like, it's so many people with things to say. They'd be like, well, if a group of girls jump at my kid, I'm going to jump in and jump. Well, how about you just stop it? How about you just stop the damn fight?
Yeah.
Why would you jump in and make the matters worse? I know me personally, my children.
And get yourself in trouble.
Exactly. my kids were recently in a situation where two girls tried to jump my baby. And my oldest, I done fell asleep in the car. It's after a game. I done fell asleep in the car. And two girls tried to jump my baby. And Jada, because Jada felt like something was going to happen, went to the field and jumped in the fight to help her sister.
Mm-hmm.
But you think that as the mama, you think I ran out the car, I jumped out the car when I seen what was going on. You think I jumped out the car to go down there and fight the girls? Or did I jump out the car to go and stop the fight? There's a difference in being a community servant and a person who knows what's going on out here and that's willing to make a change and versus a person who's sitting up there recording the fight, making it go on and on and on. You got people of my age inciting fights and not stopping this. You're not a community person. You have nothing to say. You have nothing to say. When situations like this happen, you have nothing to say because you are part of the problem. Miss Makia Bryant was in a group home. She was murdered by the police in the group home. Again, we're going to take the police out of this situation. But right before the police pulled up, the fight had already pretty much probably already occurred. But when the police did pull up, based on the body, the camera of the police cam, there were several adults on scene with phones out, videotaping the incident. Nobody trying to stop
it. And one trying to break it up.
Nobody trying to stop it. Nobody. Nobody. You hear nobody saying, hey, stop. Don't do that. Stop her. Get her. You don't see anybody running into the situation. Listen, when you care about children, your mindset is different when you see something like that. I don't care. Look, I was somewhere else. My daughter, Erica, was like, Mommy, don't get involved in that. I was somewhere else, and I saw these kids get ready to go down, throw down. I'm talking about throw down. I done ran over there to stop it. Not knowing that if they got a gun, a knife, if they have anything. But my instinct is never to worry about myself. I've never been a person who worry about myself first in a situation where I see some children about to harm themselves. Especially kids. So if I roll up on the scene, since we're going to take the police out of the situation, if I roll up on the scene as a black police officer in a community where I see black people going at it and I see black grown people around, I'm shaking my goddamn head like, so y'all gonna stand here and let this happen?
Yep.
That's my first thought. I don't have to get involved as a police officer if the community is getting involved first.
And that's the difference. If the community get on here and get involved from the beginning, once the officers get there, y'all then already kind of alleviated the situation, then calmed the situation down.
We don't even need the police officers no more. And see, that's another thing. I don't even understand.
That too, because that's how our community used to be.
Exactly. Exactly.
That we handled our own stuff. Let's talk, especially kids.
We've never went and pulled people into a situation where kids was involved. We've never done that. We handled that as a community ourselves. I see so much lack of community until it's a shame. I worry about our people because of the lack of community. And it's even more sickening and sad to know that just as many people that participate in the situation being negative got all the shit to say about what should have happened, but ain't never there to make shit happen differently.
But it always be those that ain't doing that and that got all the things the same. And those the same ones out there recording the churn, crying, egging them on, your big grown rusty behind out there egging kids on the fight, and you recording it. You need your...
It's
as soon as something happened to one of your children, then you out here, nobody ain't say nothing. And no, somebody else's child was out there. And it's
well,
sad.
It's real sad, Queen. It's real sad. It's real sad. We got a lot. It's a lot of work to be done in these communities. It's a lot of, and, you know, it, and it's sad to say that it's going to get worse.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to get worse because it's the summertime coming. It's approaching. People do not care anymore about each other. The heat make you mad all over again.
Mm-hmm.
Then not only that, financial reasons. People get upset about
mm-hmm.
finances. People get upset about people dressing better than them. People be upset about so many different things that have no real effect on their personal lives. They make it affect their lives. And they use those things to demonstrate where they are in life. So if I'm already not feeling good about myself, and because social media is the worst at it, if I'm already not feeling good about myself and I jump on social media and I see other people doing better than me, and I'm weak-minded because a lot of people got weak minds. And I take
yeah.
that as a way to downplay myself, then I might go out and do something stupid. And that's normally how it end up happening. These people be making decisions based on how they feel at the moment.
Mm-hmm. Impulse.
Impulse. Complete impulse. And it affects their whole life. And
mm-hmm.
ruining their whole life for a split-second decision. So I'm very concerned about how our future is supposed to be. We have a young 16-year-old black girl gunned down by police officers last night. We're, instead of us worrying about how her family feel and how her siblings may feel, we trying to
mm-hmm.
defend the fact that she's about to stab somebody. Now, when we was growing up, you come to my house to fight me, bitch, it's fair game. Anything over here I got
yeah.
will be used as a weapon. You mean
you come to, you came to my house.
That? You came to my house. We done forgotten about that. You come on somebody else's property threatening them that you're fair game. We forgot about that. Now that don't make it right what she was about to do to that girl. No. It does
not. But you still came to my house.
But she came to my house. I have to defend myself. And you
I
and
have
you and you gonna
like that myself.
You see what I'm saying?
I have a situation like that myself. And
how did that go, Queen?
Said if that situation ever occurred again, I was going to bring you in this house, beat your ass down, and then I'm going to call the police and sit on you till they get
yep.
there. And I said I was fearing for my life, so I had to beat her down.
But that's the thing, though. These people, they're not even fighting with hands no more. Like, and at that point, if four girls come to my house, I need a weapon. That's just what it is. Four of y'all show
Period.
Up, I need a weapon. I'm not about to try to fight all four of y'all. So forget that.
I got to get at least one or two of y'all.
Now, this is where the situation becomes faulty. White people don't give a damn about black people problems. So the situation was amplified by calling the police, for one. We called
mm-hmm.
them and involved them in our village. And instead
mm-hmm.
of the black people out there breaking up the situation themselves and making sure that this shit didn't involve the police, the police come and shoot somebody right there.
Right there.
Murder.
Record that.
And it's like, well, you know what? I'm in fear of my life, so I had to take out somebody that wasn't even coming toward me
mm-hmm.
with a knife.
It's crazy.
It's sad. It's sad, Queen. It's a really bad situation.
The young lady gone. Parents got to mourn because they 16-year-old daughter gone.
And we already know it had to be something going on with the child because she was in a group home. We don't
mm-hmm.
know if she was on medication. We don't know what could have been going on with the baby.
And did they even say what type of group home it was?
Because
it could have been a mental group home.
They
it could be a group home that she's living in that's for disabled kids. You know, like, what type of group home is it? Is it the group home for behavior kids? Is it a group home for the mentally challenged kids? Is it a group home for somebody that may have a slight disability but can still live in a group home on their own? Like what type of group home is it?
Yeah, we got it. We
it's
have
so
to
much.
Start.
And people got to start, like, trusting people.
Each
we
other.
Don't trust each other in our communities like we used to. People used to be able to let their people houses. That in itself, too, I think has a lot to do with it, too. But then you have people that say something. You say something to John. Mama coming down there. He was down here being disobedient to somebody. An adult, you say something to him, his mama gets mad. When you,
and but you know that's
long
why,
as
that's
that
the problem right now.
Yeah, as long as that adult didn't disrespect that child in a way that don't be talking to the child like that. But in a respect, like, look here, son, you should not be you know what I'm something like that. But people don't even want you to say nothing to their kids when their kids being disrespectful to adults. Some of them.
But this is the thing, though. We'll cuss out another black community member for saying something, for correcting our kid. But the white person that's teaching them all day, ain't talking to them like crap.
Mm-hmm.
We ain't got nothing to say about that. But we more concerned with another black person correcting. Whew, boy. We more concerned with a black person correcting our kid and saying, that's not your job, versus handling, letting that person make sure your kid okay.
Cuss you out from A to Z. And be ready to fight you for saying something to their kid. And be ready to fight you. That happened one of my neighbors, two of my neighbors that stay on the side. One stay on the right side, one was staying on the left side. Their kids used to be playing together, some little girls. And something happened that one of the, somebody said something to and it started a whole big thing just from that. And they out here about to fight. The adults end up out here about to fight from somebody saying something to the child. Saying something to the other child about, like, children playing together. Sometimes you're going to have kids that's selfish. Sometimes, you know, you got kids, which the kids that was on the left side of me, they were some bad kids. So somebody needed to be saying something to them. Because they were just terrible. And it was a big old blow up. I'm standing in my window watching the whole thing. Don't you be talking to my kids like that.
Man.
What? Well, your child out here bullying other kids.
Okay.
And thinking they could just
so
say something to somebody else's child.
And
no,
and
we wrong for
is,
correction.
We can't correct. If we correct the kid, it helped them, we wrong for that. But there's so many people that's always saying stuff like, they always making comments like, I don't mind people correcting my kids. I don't mind people saying this to my kid. But you lying. Because as soon as your kid come home and say such and such said something to them, you upset. You upset. So you really do care if somebody say something to your kid. You really do mind.
They do indeed.
You have a whole problem with somebody saying and doing something with your kid. You have an issue with that. And we're trying to better the lives of our children, and we can't sit around here complaining about our child being corrected. That's why they're in the position they're in, or that's why you're in the position you're in. You can't take correction. You can't even take somebody giving you sound advice because you're ready to ruin your kid's life because you don't want them to be corrected.
That's sure what's going on.
It's scary.
And the same thing goes down and down and down. Okay, your kid seeing you do this, well, your kid going to do the same thing when it comes down to their kid.
Correct. Correct.
It's a proper way that people have to, you know, correct the children and stuff. But parents, I don't know. I'm still old school. That I always tell people, I'm old school. You know, we got to modernize and all of that. But if I tell people, look, if and I feel like they're being disrespectful, even if they're being disrespectful to you, I'm going to say something.
Yeah,
I had to get on one of my little nephews. He, you know, he just knowing who I am, and he did something, and I got on his butt. I said, "Hold up, man!" I said, "Hold up. Let me tell you one thing here. I'm your auntie Candace, and I don't play no games. Mm-hmm. Do you understand me? I don't care if your mama's sitting right there, which his mama was sitting right there, and I say, and your daddy, that's my brother. And if I go tell him that you disrespect me, you gonna get be in trouble again." I say, so don't be looking at your mama when I done said something to you, because I don't care what she say right about now. Me. And she end up getting on, and she was like, that's your auntie. And even if she wasn't your auntie, you don't disrespect nobody. And I ain't raising you to be like that.
Correct.
Like,
right.
But some people, they get offended because I didn't say something to somebody, child, about them being disrespectful to their mama, and their mama and them got offended.
I remember you telling me about that. I mean, that has happened in my family as well. Like, people get offended by some of the craziest things. My kid wrong.
Period.
I mean, it's a way that you talk to the children, but at some point, people feel like normal conversation with kids is disrespectful. If I say, hey, sit down, that's not disrespect. It's not disrespect, but you don't like my tone. Sometimes a kid need a tone. That's the problem.
Yeah.
Y'all
and that's all they need. And sometimes that's all they need.
Yeah. Come on, man. Let's really be serious here.
That's all. Look, because I know my children alone, which I had to get on both of them, and one is 20 years old, but I told her, too. Girl, I don't care what your age is. You still ain't grown than me. I don't be about that foolishness.
Yep.
And parents got to check their kids. Parents got to check their kids, too, because these kids can be disrespectful, but that lets you know, too, but they be being disrespectful to their parents.
Mm-mm-mm.
Because your child ain't always right when they come home telling you something either.
Yep.
Your child is not always right. It's a little curvish to a little lie now. Somewhere in the conversation.
More times than none.
You know, but.
More times than none.
We got to do better because. And we can come, boy, look, the day that we can come together as a community, even in your neighborhood alone, some pretty sized neighborhoods.
Mm-hmm.
And just come together and be on one accord as parents, as a community. We can really do something then, and then we can make all this crime and stuff that's going on, we can decrease some of that.
Yes, ma'am.
We always going to have crime. That's just what it is. But this crime that's going on here in Tallahassee with these kids, man, look here. I can't recall this much violence. I know it wasn't this much growing up right here in Tallahassee. We heard about stuff even before I moved to Tallahassee. We used to hear about rickets and stuff like that and stuff about the fire on TV down in Central Florida and stuff like that. But this stuff now is crazy, and it's scary because these kids is 14, 15, 16, 17, 18 years old. From age 14 to 25, they around here, shoot them up, bang, bang, like, we straight shoe now.
Yes, ma'am.
Like, they don't have, you know, you watch all stuff that
watch
went on, stuff that be going on, in Chicago, these different shows and documentaries with stuff going on in Chicago and how they finding kids' bodies. Like, to actually be in your own city, as small as Tallahassee is, we ain't even the size of Chicago, L.A., but as small as this little place is, you finding kids' body?
Mm-hmm. Kids' body. Bodies.
You know.
You finding bodies.
You're
watching videos of them being murdered now. It's so.
Yes.
But it's a propaganda also. You make money. You make money off black death being promoted. Because I was just reading that over within the last 24 hours, 5 to 6 police shootings happened. And they're only naming the black ones on live media because it incites riot. It incites black people. It incites
mm-hmm.
emotions. But we have to remember also that they have killed recently. Just in the last, a man was armed with a metal pole shot and killed by police. A man that was making bomb threats and making bombs was cut, shot and killed by the police. A police fatally shot a North Carolina man while serving a search warrant, officials say. And a Massachusetts man shot after making bomb threats, police say. So, an Alabama police officer was shot during a routine traffic stop. So there have been several shootings and several murders, even police being shot at within the last 24 hours. But we know what makes the news and what incites black people is to only talk about the murders that are going on in the black communities.
Mm-hmm.
They playing on our emotions. They love to do that. This has been a thing of what this country does. I don't, you know, the propaganda is real. The propaganda is real.
Lord, have mercy, Jesus. Oh, Lord, even. Oof. And even
it's a lot going on.
It's a lot. Even on the social media with everything that happened yesterday, I was just like, let me go over here to Snapchat or over here to IG.
Mm-hmm.
Because
mm-hmm.
Facebook.
It's the Facebook for me.
It is. Really, really is.
It's really the Facebook.
I was talking to my neighbor about that. I was like, look here. I think I said something. Me and Tony talked about it last night. And I'm just like, I say, look here. What about all the other people that they didn't find guilty, that they should have found guilty? I say, now this just people find you better find him guilty because y'all know it was gonna be something. That's why y'all so much y'all found him guilty. But this the thing, he ain't been sentenced yet, so you don't even know if what the sentence gonna actually be.
Right.
He might just get 5 years.
Or maybe 3.
Or probation. You know, who
exactly.
knows?
So they protect themselves now. And another
Yeah. That's why when I seen everybody post, I was like, child. And like I said, this is my opinion. He ain't been sentenced yet.
Yeah.
Now, let that be one of y'all. Let that been your black. Let it would have been vice versa. He would have been sentenced yesterday.
Or in a week. Because sentencing never really happened the same day, but it definitely don't happen 2 months from now. It's just, they're just giving it time to so y'all can cool down. So when going on cool down a little bit, so when they come back and tell you they're only giving them 4 years, you won't be too upset. You're a pretty little girl that died, too.
Crazy.
Uh-uh.
I don't even know. But I just... Yeah, the Facebook, I can't do it when it be, when all of this stuff, it'd be too much. It'd be overwhelming because that's all I seen yesterday.
That's all.
Every post, and I was like, let me get off on it. Let me look in these people's stories where I can laugh at real quick because the stories don't be having all that. A good laugh or two. Let me go over here to the IG or these Snap people over here. Because it's too much. And everybody on there with an opinion ain't doing nothing. And pass hot water to the people in the community. Because they thinking they beneath them.
Can't do nothing. People don't do nothing for nobody no more. And that's what I said. I was talking to a friend guy earlier. I was like, community, what is community now? We did a show on what community is. We talked about it before. And we know what it is, but we're trying to put it out there for other people to understand what it is. Community is not celebrated as it should be anymore.
Mm-mm.
It really isn't. It really isn't. It really isn't. So even in the wake of the George Floyd conviction for the police officer there, Siobhan, sitting back and looking at how one conviction is, how a conviction could get, the community extremely excited, even not knowing what the outcome of that conviction will be. But then on the same foot, we can sit up and defend the cops for doing something negative to a black woman. And that's what bothers me a lot in this community, in this world.
Mm-hmm.
Black women have one of the lowest objectifications of respect. So we're, not only are we not respected in this country, we're one of the least respected people. And the sadness behind that is it's not that we're trying to say black men or black women, comparing them. The issue is simply the fact that as a community, as a culture, we go through so much and nothing has put us in a position to realize that if it's not about us, then don't get involved. Don't get involved. But we jump involved and put ourselves in everything else except for the shit that makes us a stronger community. We never, go Jada, we never back ourselves. We never support ourselves until it is too late. This young lady could have easily been saved had those people in that community dropped their phones and picked up their goddamn hands and stop that situation. But no, we got to record everything.
Everything got to be on social media live. So you can get your 15 minutes of fame. You want your video to go viral. Child, please.
It's really crazy, Queen.
It is.
It's really crazy.
And they just promoting it. Because once it go viral, that means it didn't hit every blogger that you can think of with their thousands and millions. Well, they just over there looking, well, we're just going to let them kill each other. But that girl, and I know, like you said, you look at it, and people look at, all of us look at situations different. But them ones that was recording, all of y'all, like you say, drop the phone. Everybody could have jumped on her to get that knife out of her hand to stop that.
Yeah. She could have been hurt versus dead.
And not even hurt. Well, she would have been hurt because they would have ended up probably falling to the ground. But I'd be wondering, like, what do people be thinking in that moment of time? And like you said too, some people thinking about their own life.
Yep. Nobody's willing to, and that's the difference. That's what I'm saying. Well, nobody's willing to put themselves out there to be able to save nobody else. Their own, mm-hmm. it's a selfish, our community has become a selfish place to live because nobody's willing to say I'll sacrifice me for the greater good. Nobody. And the ones who will do it, they don't got to say it. Their actions prove it.
Yeah. It's crazy. This is so crazy. What is we going to do? What is we going to do?
Well, we already know that some of the situations to make it better is to be more involved. Get out there and do things more for your community. And you can start touching some of these lives and making a change with some of these kids because you're actually mm-hmm. giving them hope. You're making them see that what they're surrounded by is not the only thing that is available for them in their lives. That's one of the first things you can do as a community person. But for the people who are already actively involved, I just say continue to be involved. Keep your hands out there. Keep your hand grasping these children. Keep them wrapped up. Never give up on them. Never let them see that or think that there's nobody there for them. Give them the opportunities that you didn't have. And if you had those opportunities, give them the opportunities you did have. We have to become a more involved person on the front side so that on the back end, this is not happening. We got to keep the police mm-hmm. out of our neighborhood. We got to keep the police out of our neighborhood.
They're going to keep killing and keep killing and keep killing and keep killing.
We got to keep them out. So that's some of the stuff that we can do as far as if you're looking to really make a change, people that are listening, if you are willing to make a change out there, and the first thing you can do is get involved in a nonprofit or a community organization that's already founded and they're already doing the works in the community. Don't try to go and reinvent the wheel. That's been half of the problem. It's too much competition when things are already solidified. Mm-hmm. That's number one. Number two, take the chance on a child. Put your pride yes. aside and take your chance on a child. We got to do better. We got to do better, Queen. We're going to lose our future if we don't.
Mm-hmm. Just got to make a change. Got to.
It's crazy. So with that being said, y'all, I mean, I wanted us to just have a open discussion on, you know, just what's going on around the world, black, for one. But two, just so you can hear just from a mother's perspective, from a sister's perspective, from a aunt, a cousin, a daughter. We are people that are already doing a job in our communities that we need help with doing. And mm-hmm. from our opinion, we know that there are things that can be done more. But we also know that people are not willing to make those sacrifices. They just want to complain. They like to sound good. They like the likes on their posts.
Mm-hmm. So they want to go viral.
Mm-hmm.
They viral. That's what they want. They want that thing to go viral. And get that little 15 minutes. Everybody trying to share their post.
That's it. They want
that's
that. They like that one day. They like that one day of fame.
Mm-hmm. That's exactly what it is.
It's ridiculous.
That's exactly what it is.
We got a lot going on in this community, and we've never, as black people, I say it all the time, we don't have days to rest and take our mind into, we don't have enough time to be idle and sit back and watch what's going to happen if we're not going to prevent what's happening. So
mm-hmm.
all you complaining as people, if you ain't going to do nothing about it, shut up. Because if it's your child, that's out there in this situation, because y'all can't control what y'all kids do. Half y'all don't know what they're doing from 7 a.m. to 3 p.m. anyway while they're at school, because they're not being honest with y'all about everything. So if you're not, if you don't have a good communication with your own kids, I don't expect you to be on there posting and complaining about nobody else's kids.
Mm-mm.
It has to be something done differently, y'all. We doing too much. We doing too much complaining and objectifying kids and our own people than we are helping them. It's a sick, sick, twisted situation. Do something to make a difference in these communities. Do something today. I don't care if you go out there and you smile at a kid and just give them a little bit of hope. That kid might be going through something. You never know what you can do to change a person's life. And a lot of y'all just sit up and make complaints about our future, and ain't nobody doing nothing to help our future. Something has to become different.
Got to.
Some got to give, Queen.
Got to.
Some got to give. So we got some work to do, Queen. We gonna keep doing us, but people got to start doing them.
Yeah,
and I ain't talking about just them on the selfish side.
Do so,
Queen. What you got to say to the people, man? You know, I'm mentally exhausted for the day. So I know you are too. You mentally exhausted for the week.
The week, and hopefully not the next month.
Hopefully not, because we got to get you ready to make that trip.
What? Got to be live and full of it. You hear me? Y'all just stay positive, man. Go back, listen to this again, and if you ain't working in your community, man, find something. Find something to give back to your community. It's a lot of organizations. Start your own organization, whatever. But find something. Become a mentor. I mean, something. Because these kids are need us. We need them. Because we're going to get old. Trust and believe it. You're going to get old.
Yes, ma'am.
And they are the future, just like we are the future for the for our parents and grandparents.
Right.
But we got to get back to
community. And we haven't always
been. And having a healthy community.
Correct. And we haven't always been the best for our parents to look up to as far as future goes. We changed. Mm-hmm. We grew up. We changed our lives. A lot of us did that. So, but now we're giving up on the people who we're supposed to have our future, who's supposed to have our back. So we got to change that. We got to change that. We're going
to
check back in with y'all next week. Y'all enjoy the rest of your week. Try to, you know, smile as much as you can. Be helpful as much as you can. And worry about the things you can control that are around you. Your community is the first step. Take some time. Get to know the people involved in your community. Some of y'all don't need to smile and talk to your neighbors. Do that. Let people know who you are.
Even if you just speak, hey, how you doing? That's all you got to say. Let them know that you're friendly. They don't step out their door and be scared of you. Especially if you got neighbors that's right there with you. Y'all do right there. Because you might need to borrow sugar or something with them one day. I don't know. People don't break like they used to. And that used to be big. Yeah, that used to be big. Every neighbor my mom them ever had.
Somebody to move in.
You take something to eat over there.
Everybody go over there. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And introduce themselves.
What has happened to the
It's
time?
Different now. It's different. Some got good neighbors, some don't, but, you know, hey. I don't know, Queen. I don't know. But thank y'all for tuning in again. We appreciate y'all. And if you ain't got your ticket for this brunch, baby, you better hurry up. You need to get your ticket because this is going to be good. Actually, somebody hit me up on Snap and was like, hey, send me that link, Candace. I need to get my ticket. And went on and got their ticket and texted me right back. I got my ticket. We appreciate you.
Yes,
we appreciate you. So get you, man, get y'all tickets, because this brunch is going to be good. It's going to be real good. The first of many.
It's going to be real good, y'all. Real good. So stay tuned. We'll keep you focused. And we got to, again, y'all, we got a comedian for the brunch. So I know it's going to be good. We're going to have us a good time. So y'all come out, come and get some good food, come and get y'all some bottomless mimosas, and just come have a good time with us, you know? Because we're going to definitely be talking to the community about the community, relationships, dating in 2021. It's going to be a good time. Come on out.
Yes.
Come on out.
Let's go.
All right, Queen, y'all take care. We love y'all. We like y'all. We look forward to talking with y'all and checking in with y'all soon. Well, next week. And until then, y'all take it easy. Take care.
Bye.